Welcome to The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, with Colette Marie Steffen, inspiring shift on Transformation Talk Radio, gracing the airways every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific since 2013. And we're live on Facebook, providing nuggets of wisdom, tales from the vector, and energetic upgrades to lift you, shift you, and empower you to ride the wave of infinite potential. Do you have a problem? It is never what you think it is. Logical questions require creative solutions. Colette is a leading expert in the field of quantum energetic transformation. Learn to identify the usual energetic suspects and major accomplices to unveil another layer preventing you from living your authentic desires. You are a blank canvas. May as well paint a rainbow. We'd love to hear from you. Call 1-800-930-2819.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we are talking today about the energy of Aquarius actually coming through. We have a new moon in Aquarius. And we also have Happy New Year to all of those of you out there who celebrate the Chinese New Year. And that is around the moon. So this is a really powerful energy. Here in Canada, we are off to a new start for 2022. February 1st was the Chinese New Year yesterday, and that is the day that I always go by for the actual New Year, because it follows moon more natural cycles of the moon rather than the Gregorian calendar, which is not as accurate. So those of you out there who have been wondering, like, who cares about the New Year, it's because when there's that many people in the collective that are geared towards a certain, thought that an energy that's been repeated over and over and over again through eons and eons of years here, that that energy is that when we're starting the new year, we are starting a new chapter in our lives, kind of. And in the, like, if you were in the tarot, that would be the Fool stepping off the cliff, you know, with his little, you know, pole with his little handkerchief full of stuff on the back. He doesn't have much with him. Steps off the cliff and just, well, we'll see what happens, kind of energy. And so this energy of Aquarius in the tarot is actually the Star. And the Star is about wish fulfillment. It's about this year when I looked it up, and I talked about this at the last show, but it's just what I wanted, the energy around it is justice being served all this year. Another thing that some of you might be really happy because as if we haven't had enough change and craziness and everything, just around the corner here, we have the next most challenging for many people holiday, which is Valentine's Day or Singles Awareness Day. And Singles Awareness Day is just around the corner. Caleb actually will be doing a show for around that time, so maybe he'll do some work around that. But the good news is the Chinese New Year, Year of the Water Tiger, is a really, really good year. This 2022, all this year, it's a really good year for meeting new people, falling in love. It's a real strong year for romance. A lot of people out there are a lot more authentic than they were before, because they've had, you know, with all the isolation and the lockdowns, etc., a lot of people have had to really make big changes in their lives, and there's so many stories out there. It's really, really wild. So we want to just strengthen like when we have something like this really positive energy of fulfilling our wishes and moving forward, and like kind of like I you know, when you hear that song, The Age of Aquarius, you think, couldn't moving into Aquarius has not been anything like that song. It's like all fluffy and there's unicorns and, you know, hippies and flowers and rainbows. But the thing is that Aquarius energy sign of Aquarius, that energy is kind of about being in a position of experimentation a lot, or just observing. And so this Aquarius energy, moving into this new energy, it really encourages people to open up to each other. It's a really strong energy for strong communication. If people are in that mode where they want to communicate, and this, you know, I want to say God bless all of the people in Canada, and you know, and especially right now, the truckers who are so brave and have taken all this time out of their lives just to show what common, decent people, working class people, who, and these guys work hard, and they've been keeping us going for 2 years. They've been out there on the front lines, and so most people in Canada, I think it was something like 77%, are supporting them and their views. There was people lined up and down the highways here cheering them on, and there was many, many events in many of the cities down at the legislative buildings, and then the farmers got there yesterday. Like, this is not like a fringe minority of people that are wanting to move forward in their lives and move, and, you know, move forward strong. So I love that what's happening is that it's uniting Canadians again, and that we have such a huge opportunity here. I saw because I was told that, because I'm in the kind of the very final stages of purging this parasite, that I need to just lay around, which for me is like really hard to do, but I need to lay around because there's a lot of toxins coming out of my body, and I'm having like a lot of Epsom salt baths and stuff. And so it to keep the my health really strong, I've just been laying around, and so I've been watching like YouTube videos of everything. I've been working on my deck, and because that's what I want to move forward into this in the new year here. And this is why, like, instead of focusing on the problem, let's focus on the solutions and the creative solutions that you know, that people can come up with each other from communicating in a really strong way. And that's what I'm excited about. I just love to see all these Canadians and the French hugging the English, because there's been this division, and you can see all these people just getting together and very, very, you know, there were some instances that happened there, but that wasn't the, you know, like when you have tens of thousands of people, you're going to have, you know, somebody do something there. It's always like that. That's just the way it is. If you remember in school, when you got held in class because someone, one person did something and the whole class had to stay in, it was kind of like that. So this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. And we're going to be back after this short break. And we'll talk. You're welcome to call in 1-800-930-2819. I'm happy to shift some energy. And I've been watching the footage from all of the truck convoy and that, and all the people and everybody involved, just been strengthening everybody to be really, really kind with each other and for peace. Like, ultimately, that's what we're all looking for. We'll be right back after this short message.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Are you wondering who you are meant to be in this ever-changing world right now? Kelly Kay, is a certified New Paradigm Multidimensional Transformation Energy Healer, ready to assist you in this transformative process of expanding your consciousness. She helps you transmute your wounds and traumas into healing, growth, and wisdom, resulting in self-empowerment and freedom from fear. Visit enlightenedmedicine.com to learn more.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife, with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and make your appointment today.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And if you would like to call in for an energetic upgrade, feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Just want to tell people, I apologize if you emailed me and I haven't gotten back to you. It's just because I'm taking kind of a week of rest this week because just to strengthen my health, and then I feel like I'm feeling good, but I just want to be really careful that I look after myself properly at this time. And so I really thank you for your patience. I'll get back to you. I've just been like laying around watching videos and being lazy, basically. So once I accepted that that's what I need to do, it was easy to get into that mode. And so I just want to thank you, everyone, also for all your well wishes and stuff. I feel really good. I feel like, I'm on the very tail end of this, but I want to make sure I look after myself properly so that I can move forward strong. And, you know, this new year, we just had the new year yesterday, the Chinese New Year. Whenever I was teaching seminars, I was always emphasizing for people that, you know, to get your homes as clean as you can, get organized, get ready. Like if you're going to put an order out to the universe, I don't like to say wish, because if you're making a wish or even an intention, that intention means that you are working towards something, where if you approach it from the point of view that you have already taken the first step, so you are already in that process of reaching for the stars. So instead of wishing upon the star, you know, you manifest by having the star reel you in. Just like a fish on a hook, where like you don't know, like you know, timing is divine. Like timing is something sometimes, you know, like especially with the world the way it is now, world events, it's really good to be in a position where we're able to like have a little bit more patience to take that step back. I talk about this a lot, about how if we're only ever just moving, taking steps forward, that's marching. And you know, life is a dance. And a lot of people right now are being called to dance. Like, and that's why I named my program Call to Dance. It's a calling. It's like when you get really in a position where all the parts of you start to come together and you really feel like, oh, okay, this is where I'm at. And, you know, a lot of times you may have noticed that we tend to have these moments of brilliance after having some real hardships, you know, some challenges. And that I talk about that in that book, that short story I wrote. I collaborated with other authors for the Life Sparks book and Stories of Inspiration. And, you know, I think a lot about my dad right now, who, had Guillain-Barré syndrome, and, you know, one day he was up and about, and the next day, in 36 hours, he was, like, in complete system shutdown. And it was devastating in so many ways, and yet it was 20 years ago now, and you know, it's kind of like, the pain is kind of leaving now. It's kind of like what I've been noticing a lot is that the ancestors are really restless right now. And I've learned a lot because during this process, I got very close to my ancestors. And it's always been sort of a thing where, I mean, if I'm working with people quite often, you know, the veil's very thin. And so quite often, you know, you can communicate with people from all, you know, across the veil and on this side. And, you know, for instance, I was just one of my clients. I was working with her and she was making arrangements to be with her mother, you know, take a hiatus from work and go be with her mother, who was, you know, elderly and was ready to make her passing, but was not quite there yet. And she wanted to be there for her. And so, you know, we had a last call before she was going to go do that. Like, you know, to the next day she was going to start that. And it was so interesting because it was like her mother's energy was right there and she was speaking, like, through me. And that happens quite often with me. But this was a little bit different because she was, like, really, like, you know, insistent. And, you know, we stayed on the phone and then we hung up and 10 minutes later I received a phone call back from her that her mom had passed. And so it was so interesting because one of the things that bothers people, and this is coming up for a lot of people right now, and we're like more and more people like are talking now about the mental stress that people have been under. And the thought of your loved one passing away without you being there to be with them is really, really a lot. And I've had that experience with my mother like 10 years ago to protect her from the flu bug that was going on at that time, and we weren't allowed to see her. So the last 2 months of her life, I never got to see her. And so that was 10 years ago. So I didn't realize how painful, it is to have that experience, that it would last with me for 20 years and for 10 years with my own parents. Having said that, boy, it sure put me in a position to be able to talk about it from a place of empathy and compassion. And, you know, what that's like. I know what that's like. And so it's comforting to me that, like, all of a sudden all these ancestors are all coming to me, and I'm like, go away. I've had this experience before, and it's something that, you know, when you're open and you open your heart up to it, a lot of times when we're performing an energetic upgrade, we talk about this, like a lot of times people, when you are improving yourself, you're improving your ancestors also, whether, you know, all the ones down the line, usually seven generations forward and back. And so it's not just yourself that you are, you know, when one person in the family decides, I'm going to focus on moving forward in a strong way. I'm going to focus on, I'm not going to make wishes. I'm going to do. I'm going to make a commitment to put one foot in front of the other, even if it's only for 15 minutes a day. I'm going to make a commitment to doing things that are going to better me, and that will therefore better my children, and it'll better the world. And it's healing. And we have such an opportunity for that right now, for everybody to heal. And so it's about communication, strong communication. And right here, I guess, in Canada, we haven't had strong communication. There's a lot of really angry and devastated people. It's to be ostracized in a society is never a good feeling. And so it's not, you know, the answer isn't to divide people over an issue. The answer is to communicate with each other. And I was so happy to see, because I've been watching a lot of the Parliament sessions here in Canada, and I'm so happy to see some of the leaders of our country stepping up now and, you know, having like a two-way conversation around this. This is beautiful. This is showing that our country is starting to unite. And that's what I want everybody. People have been asking me, you know, what can I do energetically to improve the situation? You strengthen everybody in the collective for having peace about strong communication, okay? Because when emotions are running really wild, it's easy for people to be in each other's face without even meaning to be in some instances. So, you know, let's not focus on everything that's going wrong. Let's focus on what's going right. Let's focus on the fact that we are starting to unite. This is the Aquarian energy. You know, it's just, it's a beautiful energy. And what I love is, another thing that I love is, like, I've been working with so many Americans over the years, and like with Transformation Talk Radio for 9 years now. And I have so much love for my my American counterparts. As far as I'm concerned, let's just take the border away and let's all just unite as, you know, America. But whatever. I'm kind of idealistic that way. I feel like we have, you know, it's just so beautiful to see the Canadian truckers on the road there flying both flags. And so I know there's a lot of negative also happening, but I'm focusing on what is happening that is progressive towards moving forward in a strong way, so that people are able to support each other and to enjoy each other's company and be supportive of each other. Everybody, and one of the MPs, it was a woman, and you know, she said, "A Canadian is a Canadian is a Canadian," and that's true. And so I just want to strengthen that for everybody. Anyone listening, like, recognize around the world right now, people all around the world are like are talking about this. And, you know, I saw with my own eyes, like with the Kelowna gathering here that was here. I wasn't there, but I was watching it, and like it, you know, our news here, like the regular news, showed two people walking away, and it was like, oh, well, there was nothing here. I didn't even know I live here. And then I see, you know, other footage, and there's like, if the person would have just turned around, they would have been filming 1,000 people. So let's have honesty in our communication around this. That's the other thing that Canadians are wanting, is like to have like free conversation. Like, let's talk about what is going wrong. Let's talk about positive solutions. Let's talk about the inflation. How can we bring it down? How can we make sure that all of this is happening? And unfortunately, sometimes people have to, a lot of times when you whisper, you could be very likely to be heard, but not in this case, apparently. So yeah, it's a very, very, very loud, very Canadian way to I guess, voice opinion. And so I'm not surprised it happened because, you know, people have been pushed so far, like, in their businesses. I've been home. I haven't left this house because of my situation. I have no problem with not, for myself, I'm not going to go out and about right now at this time because I'm being really careful. And, that's because of what I'm going through on my level, but I certainly don't expect everybody else to be really careful in that way if that's not what they need to do. So this is something that we all have to just strengthen ourselves to other people's opinions. We don't know what happened to different people. Like, you don't know. You don't know what somebody like that is behaving in a certain way. You don't know what they've gone through that makes them feel the way that they do. So it's really, really important to, you know, take a deep breath. And every person that takes a deep breath and doesn't, you know, right away go for the gusto, you know, and prove a point or whatever. This is about listening to what others have to say, what their experiences have been, and uniting as, you know, as a country, uniting as also with the other around the globe. Like, we're all one. We're humanity, and we're all sharing in this human experience. And yeah, some of us are we're all having different experiences, and we're interpreting these experiences differently. But the one thing we can agree on is to have respect for each other and allow people's opinions to be heard, and allow people to earn a living, you know, make it so that people aren't so in that base chakra, root chakra, fear, lack mode where a lot of people are right now, because let's face it, I mean, the economy isn't booming or anything. So these are things I'm just excited to, this is the energy of the new, like of the water tiger. It's exactly, you know, it's about being confident. It's about making decisions about yourself. What keeps coming up for a lot of people, if you're not someone that is into technology and you don't really like technology and you don't think that you can do it in that, this year is a really, really good year to also really refine some of your skills. And I've been doing that, you know, even just 15 minutes a day, just looking things up, like on my phone, you know, how to do different things on my phone and that. I feel like this year is going to be a very strong year for communication. And that's so powerful. Like, one of the things I just absolutely love about how I've been earning my living this way for 15 years. And so I really feel like the biggest blessing for me has been to be able to hear from so many different people and to have them on my show and to, you know, all these different people with different ways of how they de-stress and et cetera. And I just love it. Like, when you get in touch with people who are really wanting, you know, creative solutions to problems, and more people that you, the more you hang around people like that and build with people like that, the more you're going to build more of that. And, you know, Majaya Sadhu Bhagavati, who was an amazing guru, she would say the only religion is kindness. And out at her ashram, she had every statue that there was of every religion, because we all have our own perspective. Having said that, if we're being, you know, kind to each other, and at this time especially, we're more likely, with kindness, we're more likely to do, move mountains that, you know, getting angry. Anger is only, it's limited, because it's usually driven, a lot of people use anger as a motivation or a motivating force rather than breathing. So This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Call in if you want to have an energetic upgrade. I haven't been on social media at all for a couple weeks, and I know we've advertised this on The Truth is Funny, and I usually advertise it another, move it around, but I've just been laying around as advised. It's kind of nice, actually. Okay, but if you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back after this short break.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Amber, your weekly host of the Heart Leader Podcast, where heart and mind align on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm here with co-host Austin, and we'd like to know, do you have a passion to make a greater global impact? Are you ready to embrace leading with heart and love? If so, join us and our global community of over 1 million strong on this journey to become heart leaders who change the world. Each episode brings heart-centered connection, building stronger relationships, communities, and businesses. Take a deeper dive into what it means to be a heart leader. For more information, visit www.suivera.org. We look forward to seeing you in the Suivera community.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and yes, our office is open, and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things aren't calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy, and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Are you passionate about impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? Then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm here in Canada, and it's been kind of a crazy week here. It's been kind of like surreal what's going on right now around the world, and especially here in Canada right now. And so talking a little bit about that, but talking about how this just, you know, goes right into my show perfectly, because I wanted to talk about, like, the advantage of, okay, we've got the new year, and we also have now a new moon, and that new moon energy, it's kind of like if people are in sync with the moon, like if the 28-day cycle, basically, in 28 days, you can make or break a habit, If every single day you address it for at least 15 minutes a day, you're going to be well on the road to making a change in your life. So the moon cycles, like when the moon is full, that's when you want to really let go. Because think about a cup that, you know, like you're pouring, you know, you bought an expensive bottle of wine and you're pouring it in the glass and you're pouring and pouring and it's just overflowing and you're wasting it. And so to be able to receive, you have to be able to allow yourself to let go of that cup and get a new one and pour a fresh glass. And so a lot of people are, you know, the glass is half empty, and there's a lot of people that the glass is half full. So it really depends on how you look at it, and it sort of steers you in the direction, how are you going to look at this situation that we're in now? There's been a lot of people's lives majorly disrupted. I spoke for a living at live events and taught seminars at live events. And so I already experienced, I guess, what a lot of people are experiencing now, like a hit, like on like March of 2020. It was very obvious to me when I tested it that we weren't going to be giving public seminars doing live events anytime soon. And I was already I've been working towards this program that I had an idea about when I first started, when I first rebranded to The Truth Is Funny. And when I rebranded to The Truth Is Funny, I had already been working on my Dragon Oracle since 2007, and this was in 9 years ago that I rebranded. So to have it all done now and everything, it's something I've been working on for all these years and working on this program and having the ability, like I feel so blessed to have the ability to have, you know, clients from around the world to test things on and, you know, have taught around the world and have been able to take my cards to several fairs for 5 years straight, you know, at least every month, and really put them out there and see if they work and see how they work. And so that's what I'm working on right now, is like this is my big project that I've been working on for now 2007? Okay, so whatever that is. And I'm just loving it. I'm just enjoying it so much. Just like, because if I have to lay here anyway, I may as well write down notes and stuff, write down goals. And that's what I'm encouraging all of us to do here right now. Because as challenging, that's what I wrote about for my dad. I've never seen, my dad went through a lot of challenges. And but I learned from my dad's experience that, you know, challenges are also possibilities, and that we don't know necessarily why a lot of people, when they, you know, when bad shift is happening to them, they'll ask why me? It's not so much why me. It's more like, if you're going to ask the question why, then you want to ask why, like really, like what is the reason why, like, and not asking it with emotion, but asking it with the intention of finding out what the problem is, identifying that problem, and then eliminating it so that we can move forward. And that's basically what energetic work is. And I just love doing it the way I'm doing it now. It's just exactly like I'm working towards it and working towards it. I've had this picture in my head, and to have the deck done is just such a, it's just so exciting. It's an exciting time for me. And so I want to share some of my enthusiasm with others of you out there that are also feeling enthusiastic about life right now and feeling like just itching to get on the road and, in this case, you know, fly the tarmac. So I have my programs are just on hold right now because I haven't been able to complete the video. And I had just had a small group and tested it and everything, and I'm really, really pleased, you know, with getting some feedback, and that's what I want to be going through now. And so I'll open my calendar back up to sessions again. I've opened it up, but I'll open it up to sessions from now until I get those, until I can do that video. So if you've been trying to book a session and my calendar was blocked, it was just because I'm resting. And I'm also downloading a lot of information right now. It's so interesting because this has always happened for me. Like if I have some clients that I've had for a long time, years and years and years, and they'll contact me about something that came up, and I'll identify it as like, oh, that's that time that you called on that day like 4.5 years ago and we corrected this, and it'll just come up to me like that. I don't remember anything. I do my best not to remember my sessions. I don't really want to carry that around with me. I don't take notes on clients or anything like that. My intention is when I do a personal consultation that we eliminate the issue. Or if we can't eliminate the issue, we eliminate the trigger. And we can't, for some triggers, it takes a long time. Some things run really, really deep. Some things are, are really, really quick. And the funny thing is that sometimes the most serious things are the things that all of a sudden the person just lets it go. And some of the smallest little things, like a smell or whatever, can throw someone into a real tither. It's coming up tither. So when we're energetic, like throughout the years of me doing this, for me to be able to have that opportunity to be at fairs and work with people, like real live people, one-on-one, like every month pretty much for 5 years and test the cards out and stuff. Now I'm taking all that information and I'm, writing the information up. And so it's just been fun for me. And that's what I encourage a lot of people to do right now, is if you're kind of in this place where you've had a few clients that are just saying, like, because it's really, when you have a lot of possibilities in front of you, like when you just say, you know what, and I just don't want to be that old person anymore. I want to do it this way now. And there's nothing wrong with the people or with you the way you were before. It's not about that. It's not, like, it's not personal. It's just that if all of a sudden a lot of people have a different perspective on life now that we've gone through this. This is history in the making here, right here, right now, what we're in. This is like craziness. This is total chaos. Like, it's like, wow, this is when, like, you find out that your parents really don't know anything after all, And then you find out down, like, after you study all this, that you didn't know anything after all either. Like, so it's kind of about letting go of the need to be right and stepping into creative solutions and focusing on the solutions rather than the problems for a lot of people. As I said, it's really important if you want to be able to move forward in a new business or a new way, of doing things, you are going to have to be able to communicate on computers. And you're going to have to be able to, like, if you can't do that, you're going to be left far, far, far behind. And so it's about, like, the wishing star, that painting, that's attitude, the red Pleiadian dragon. And that dragon is important for that. So if you're having this thing where you don't like technology, people say that, I don't like technology. And I'm like, hell, I'm relying on technology right now. So I better start liking it. And I better start using it in a strong way. And so that's what I'm saying. You're not going to label all technology bad So let's get everybody strong to that, like being able to use technology the way it was meant to be used, to improve people's lives, to improve your life, to get communication moving and going. we just strengthen all that for everybody. Then there's also this thing, like I said, Valentine's Day or Singles Awareness Day is coming up, and we can talk about that in the in the next segment here. We're just going to take a short break. This is Colette Marie Steff, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back after this short break.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Know your own divine magic and extend peace and love to all with Reiki Master and author Brett Bevel. Brett offers empowering solutions with energy healing modalities, magical awakening, and psychic Reiki. Brett's latest book, Healing Racism Within, A Lightworker's Guide, draws on his own journey of growing up in a racist community and healing childhood trauma. For more on the most cutting-edge energy healing techniques, visit brettbevel.com.
Start shifting possibilities into probabilities with Colette Marie Steffen through her energetic upgrade online programs and personal consultations. Colette is a leading expert in the field of quantum energetic transformation. Are you ready to get your shift together? Book a 45-minute energetic upgrade session with Colette and check out all the energetic upgrade programs at thetruthisfunny.com.
Are you ready for the real results you want? Don't miss the new show, Why Wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Join Dr. Pat Basile and me monthly to tackle topics that are often seen as roadblocks to weight loss. Each discussion offers you practical solutions for your transformational changes. Find out more about show dates and times or connect with me directly at georgettelepage.com.
There is divinity within you. Join Lisa Belt on her show, The Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable, twice a month, and find that divinity that you deserve. Lisa will help you feel encouraged, empowered, and realize that you're not alone on your journey. With Lisa, address the foundation, the frame, and the finish of your dreams and become truly unshakable.
Good morning, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And Jessica says we have a caller here, and it's Marcy that called in last week. So we're going to see if she lost any or let go of any of her weight. And we'll see what's up. So put her on there, if
you right.
will.
Yep, Marcy, you're on with Colette Marie Steffen.
Oh, hello, good morning.
Hey, Marcy. Good morning. You called
morning.
In last week,
yes.
And it was your birthday. Did you have a good birthday?
Yes, everything's good. It's celebrating with different groups, so it's kind of lasted a week, and that's all good.
You had a birthday. You had a birthday week instead of a birthday.
That's right, because we're getting together in smaller groups, and as people are available to get together because they have other, you know, they work or whatever. And so we can only get together times, days, or...
I think that's very impressive.
Yes.
That that many people want to celebrate your birthday that you have to stretch. It's almost like the convoy of truckers.
Yes.
You might be having a birthday month.
yeah, that's how it turns out to be, and that's a good thing. It's getting together with people. That's
I'm getting that you really enjoyed the smaller group thing, you know, in some ways, like just one after another like that, you know? Because you can, when people haven't seen each other for so long, it's so much easier to go one-on-one, right? Like there's so much to talk about.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, when you haven't seen someone for a week, it's different than when you haven't seen someone for 2 years.
Yes. My call this morning is my grandson that lives in Creston. Now, this is part of the family with the problems. But little Joseph turned 6 years old here on the 30th of January, and he was born in the year of the monkey. I looked that up, and I had tried to phone him. I tried to phone there to the house to wish him a happy birthday. Of course, the phone was not answered. My son also tried to phone
him. Okay, so we want to stop right now? Because you said, of course.
Okay.
And so, you know, that's not, that's exactly what I'm talking about. And I'm not criticizing you by saying that. I'm pointing it out to you. That when you say, of course someone did this, of course it went wrong. Why is that? Is that because you're on that course? Or is it because they're on that course or they're on that course and you're getting dragged into their course? That's coming up. So we're just going to strengthen you right here and now.
Well,
that you're
going to
be.
They are on that course, and it's time to get rid of that based on the different things you're seeing in this presentation today about the year of the tiger and Aquarius and moving forward and communicating. And what happened in this family situation is communications have broken, and there's one person in the family that does not wish to communicate. And
So we're just going to take a deep breath. Take a deep breath.
Yes.
Take a deep breath.
Yes.
And what number are you at when you think about this one person who doesn't want to communicate causing so much havoc in your life? Is 10 being press the panic button, a 0 being neutral?
Yeah, I'm pretty close to 10. I was going to say 8, but I mean, there were days I feel 10.
So you're describing the emotion of frustration. And frustration is fear and anger combined. So, you know, on my website, you may have seen the picture where you are a blank canvas. And, you know, we've overcome this storm. You may as well paint a rainbow. Do you want to have a big storm? When there's a storm, what do? You go out there and you just throw things around even more because you really want more of a storm? Or do you look up in the sky and as the sun's coming out and see, oh, there's a rainbow. There's supposed to be gold at the end of that damn rainbow. So we're going to strengthen you to that.
Yes.
And you have every reason. I'm not judging in any way here. We only have a few minutes, so I want to empower you to be able to recognize that approaching this, saying, of course this happened, is like saying this always happens or this never happens. And that's impossible. There's nothing that always happens, and there's, like, I used to say that you'll always get to have a funeral. You know, you knew that, right? Well, that was, see? See how that just came out of your throat, right? Well, the only two things that now you can rely on are death and taxes and not the funeral. So, you know.
That's true. Yes.
Okay, so there's lots of reasons for you to be cynical. Right?
Yes.
So what is your ultimate goal here?
Well, I'd like good wishes to my grandson. Well, all four of those grandchildren that live in Creston. That and it's just this road pathway to be open that the two adults need to communicate. And my son,
well, we don't want to air people's dirty laundry on the show, so we're just going to strengthen. So you have a real issue with this because of your ability to connect with your grandchildren.
Yes.
Really. So let's take this. See, like, if you involve too many people in your issue, then it's going to be less likely that you get your needs met. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like,
yes. So
your
I have
needs
to look at it
are
from my your, point.
You don't have to. But you can look at it from the perspective, like, you know that if you're saying, of course, that's not a a way to open a conversation up that's loving and fair, right?
That's right.
Okay, so the reason I like the blank canvas thing is because, you know, if we allow that, and it's, I'm not saying it's easy. I never said it was easy, okay?
That's
if
right.
a storm comes into your life and it floods like those people experienced in BC here, you know, like on top of everything else, where their homes that they had built and everything, like my neighbor who, you know, the tree fell on his roof and, you know, they're still fixing it now. I mean, the whole house was full of water, you know, and from what I understand, they were able to save their daughter's wedding dress because she's getting married coming up.
Yeah.
But they lost a lot, the neighbors, you know, just down the street. And I'm here, and my neighbor next door has a tree on their roof, and it missed the chimney, you know. So it's kind of, and me, all my trees stood, and even my little wing on my dragon topiary was still there, right? 85-kilometer-a-mile winds. The reason why that one twig stood, like that one branch was able to withstand what the big trees couldn't, is because it was flexible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we want to strengthen that for you. Also, it's coming up for you, like, I'm getting your knees hurt you a lot at times, so we're just going to strengthen. Do your knees bother you?
Yes, I have arthritis in my right knee.
Yeah, so that's where the anger from your like your masculine energy, having to do everything like a man, like having to be the man of the family, having to be the man for your son's family. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like you're kind of like,
statement.
yes, it is, because that's what's coming up. That's what that's what popped into my head for you. So understanding that right now. What's your number?
Oh, yeah, it's less, like a 3,
Yeah, I got you at a 3. So we're going to strengthen you to that you can bring that down and send now, right now while you're in this energy, that's when you send a big hug to that entire family, okay? You send them all your love. Communication, open, back and forth, allowing people to be if you get to be a blank canvas, so do they. Doesn't mean that you have to put up with someone that's abusive or anything like that. That's not what I'm saying. It's about getting closure. Do you know what I mean?
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens, with Colette Marie Steffen, gracing the airwaves every Wednesdays at 8 a.m. Pacific since 2013. And we're live on Facebook, providing nuggets of wisdom from her book, The Truth Is Funny, and 3-card consultations from Tales of the Vector Oracle. Colette has poured 14 years of energetic upgrades into this deck, and we can all predict what will happen if you continue in your wanton ways. Check out how you can become an official modern-day dragon sayer by visiting thetruthisfunny.com. Energetic upgrades to lift you, shift you, and power you to ride the wave of infinite potential. You are a blank canvas. May as well paint a rainbow. We'd love to hear from you. Call in next week, 1-800-930-2819.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.